Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Wendy Marciniak, the Executive Director of the Chesterton Arts Center. So we're happy to have you back, Wendy.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I always enjoy coming here and chatting with you about what's going on in Chesterton.
Yes. What is going on in Chesterton?
Well, let's get actually, right to it. Quite a lot. Chesterton, the town itself, is rebranding as an arts community, which makes us very, very happy.
Yeah.
And I happen to be on that committee, so we're looking at adding some public art, and there's a new fiber store that opened up, and Chesterton has a lot of little pocket places where art is displayed regularly, and we're very happy to be a part of that. So we're anxious to get some public art up and running and have a lot of arts-based activities.
I think that with the arts being so needy for contributed income to underwrite them, it's great when there are a lot of little organic things going on that don't have a lot of overhead. It makes it possible for people to enjoy a variety of arts.
I agree. And most of the people involved are very anxious to work together. Uh-huh. And so I think that's really a very good thing, too.
Yeah, I think it's important. But a really big thing that you have coming up on the horizon very soon is the Chesterton Art Fair. And this is, what year is this for the Art Fair?
It's the 61st year. So
that's amazing.
Yes, it is. It is. And of course, it has changed over time. And an interesting fact about the Art Fair is that the Art Fair actually came before the Chesterton Arts Center. There was a group of folks from Chicago who would come out to the dunes regularly to paint, and they put together the first couple art fairs that were held downtown in
Hanels.
The Hanels were part of that, yes. David Sander and Betty Sander were part of that. And then after the first couple art fairs were so successful, they decided that artists really needed a place to gather and learn from each other. And so what is now the Chesterton Art Center was born out of the art fair.
I have a painting by Hazel Hanel called At the Carnival, or The Carnival at Night. I think it's The Carnival at Night now that I think of it. And it shows a grown-up and a little kid outside of a tent where they probably had games or something, you know, a shooting gallery or whatever. And she told me that that had preceded the art fair.
I believe
this carnival
it.
Thing. Yeah,
they were wonderful people. They did not have children of their own, but they welcomed children into their studios all the time. And Hazel would dig clay out of her backyard, and she made pottery for Marshall Fields. And Vin was an artist, too. We actually have a piece of his work in our office, along with some of Hazel's in our permanent collection.
I love their work.
Yeah.
So the dates of this year's festival are art fair, I should say.
Yes, the art fair is August 3rd and 4th this year, Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, the hours are 10 to 5, and on Sunday, it's 10 to 4.
In Dogwood Park.
Dogwood Park, yes, in Chesterton.
And how many artists will be featured?
Well, hopefully 80 plus. The application process is still open through July 15th. So we've had some late additions to the fair and a lot of new artists this year. And so it'll be a nice mix of every media. And artists that travel on the road really try to hit every price point. So it's always possible for somebody to take home an original piece of art and not have to, you know, sit there and wish they could take home a piece of art.
Yeah.
So it's very nice.
And then just quickly, we have some cool shows. You have Melissa Washburn on view in August.
Yes, yes. Melissa is a wonderful painter and illustrator, and I do believe she has a new book out, so I'm sure that that will be part of her show, and that will be in August. And in July, we have Captured Moments, which is works by Deborah Szymanski and Sharon Goodall. Both Sharon is a plein air painter, and Deborah does beautiful dunes paintings. So that's the perfect show for July, when we have a lot of people in visiting the new national park, and the European market is very active in Chesterton. So July is a great month to introduce people to us and what we have going on.
And then September, you have really fun artists, fun work they do anyway.
Yes.
Laurel's last name is Izard.
Izard, yes.
And Edwin Shelton.
Yes, who is her husband.
Yeah.
And they've both been art instructors for a long time. And I believe Laurel's retired now. And not only does she do fun, funky 2D work, but mm-hmm. she also is quite the master at some fiber kind of things, too. So. And I know Edwin does pottery and some mixed media mm-hmm. pieces. So
very whimsical.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I love their work.
Yes.
Well, great. Thank you, Wendy, for being here to tell us about all of your upcoming activities. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.